talking here today with Roy White, who's down at Yankee Fantasy Camp, working with a whole bunch of new campers. Roy, you've got a new book out. Would you care to tell us all of that?
Yeah, the book is called Then Roy Said to Mickey, The Best Yankee Stories Ever Told. Hopefully they are. But what it really is, it's a compilation of vignettes from various players that played with the Yankees during my tenure. I think it's about 16 of us. We got Chris Chambliss. He has a couple of stories in there. Oscar Gamble, Nell Stottlemyre, Joe Pepitone, Goose Gossage, I believe, and some guys that I played in the minors with, a guy like Ian Dixon and Artie Lopez. And it's a great book. It's a fun book. Some of the stories are very funny, and some tell of how guys' careers maybe ended prematurely because of injuries. And it's a good read, really.
How did it come? How did it come to be? Did they Triumph approach you? Was it your idea?
Well, it wasn't my idea, really. Triumph had done a series of books about various sports, and the titles were pretty much the same as the one that's on my book. An example would be they did a book on NASCAR, and it was then Dale Jr. said to Dale, you know, and it was all about NASCAR. And they wanted to do a story about the Yankees from the time of them not being in the series anymore to getting back. So that time period of like 1965 until 1977. And the book agent came up with a deal was a guy that I played baseball with in the minors named John Monleone. And he was an infielder in the organization. And he's now like a book agent, had his own company. And he had done a lot of books with Triumph. And he said, there's only one guy that can do that book, and that's Roy White, because he's the only guy that was there from 1965 to 1980 during that time period. Right.
Uh-huh.
And then he had called me up one day and said, hey, I got a book project. This is what they want to do. Do you want to do it? And I said, hey, yeah, I'd like to do that. Sounds good.
And what was the process like working with Daryl Berger? Did you sit together? Did you talk to the tape recorder and send him the stuff, and he edited it together? How did that work?
You know what? We met and sat together. And we probably had a good 6 or 7 meetings, and he put the tape recorder on, and I had cataloged my own stories or things that I remembered over the years that I thought would be interesting reading, and I would tell him those stories, and then he would research them out and get the dates right.
It's very important.
Sometimes you forget, you know, years kind of merge into other years, and then it was his job, actually, to go and interview other guys that connected with the stories, just to, if they were there, they could corroborate the stories.
That's good. That's good.
And then I gave a list of some names of guys that hopefully would talk to him, which is always tough to get guys to get into a book with you.
Mm-hmm. Book comes with a DVD. What's on the DVD?
Yeah, DVD is a separate interview with me, and me basically talking about my early years in baseball. So it's more of a biographical deal there, where I talked about growing up in Compton, California, and how I signed with the Yankees, and baseball in my neighborhood, and that sort of thing.
Have a good time doing it?
No, it was a great process. It took over a year and a half, but the final product, I'm proud of it. I've had many fans come up to me that had bought the book and said, hey, I really love reading your book. You know, it made me laugh, or it had some great stories in there.
Is there a lot of stuff that didn't make it into the book, or can you even make a second volume?
I could do a second volume,
sure.
Because I did have a wealth of more stories that I never got to that we didn't have to use, because they only wanted like 600 words or 60,000 words, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we had like 240 pages.
Oh,
so.
Uh-huh.
So I had more stuff, so I could do a sequel.
good. How is it being down here with Fantasy Camp, seeing all your old teammates again?
Always a great experience. Always a great time. A lot of fun to see the guys and rehash the old stories, expand them. They always become bigger every year. They're greatly embellished, but the
ball goes a little farther.
Right.
Speed is a little more.
Yeah, it's great getting the opportunity to interact with the campers and give them our views on how it was, you know, being in the majors and some of the guys that we played with.
Now, the age range of the campers being what it is, since you played when you did, I imagine your appeal is more to the older campers than the younger ones. We didn't get a chance to see you play?
Right. I would say guys in their late 40s, on up, probably, you know, saw me play more than guys who would be early 40s or 30s. You know, they only see me on the classic sports.
And when, so, yeah, go ahead. When you're not writing books and doing fantasy camp, what are you doing these days?
Well, that's basically about it, really. Just taking it easy and
enjoying the life.
Kind of enjoying life. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much, Roy White.
All right.